Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
You can't make this stuff up. Free speech caused the Holocaust. Says disgrace the nation, not face the nation. That leads the world today. Dom Giordano with you live and local. Got a great side question. Get your name into the hat. By the way, this whole battle with the AP, we're going to have on the Deputy Secretary for Communications from the Trump people. Ultimately, we'll get Caroline Leavitt on. But it's not just about the battle over the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America. It's about the AP style book and what they've done over the years. That's what's coming out today. In other words, all of the liberal headlining nonsense and people follow. Hey, I got to follow this. It's the AP style book over things like transgender, illegal immigration, you name it. Hundreds of different things. That's what all of this is about. So 855-839-1210, you can get on board. Just one thing, we didn't have enough time. We were standing there aghast at the ceremony for the Eagles with Cherrell Parker just completely not hearing the room. You could hear it, wrap it up, saying that nothing is possible with the type of teamwork that we've seen. I mean, just gibberish. Those crowds, what we saw there, they didn't want to hear anything other than they just want to hear Eagles players drink, dance, and music, the whole parade thing. That's all that it is. You're not going to link it to anything else, as both Shapiro and Cherrell Parker tried to do. It's a mistake. She could have come on and said, isn't this great? Philadelphia's on the march, and then misspelled Eagles for fun. And she would have been fine. Okay, so J.D. Vance, I'm going to play you. What J.D. Vance, a little bit of it. This will be cut 27. What did Vance say in Munich, of all places? And as he's saying this, 60 Minutes went on a raid with these German prosecutors who, if you put an insult up on the internet in any way, shape, or form, in Germany, apparently, they're going to come after you, arrest you. It can be a criminal matter. Think about that is what Vance is talking about. And then Margaret Brennan on Disgrace the Nation on Sunday got into it, Marco Rubio, who was calm and brilliant in this, by trying to say that free speech is what caused the Holocaust. It was weaponized, and it allowed small groups of people. Is that what the brown shirts must have not gotten that memo? There was a lot of free speech going on there, and that's why we had the Holocaust. All this in the face of a different day in Europe. I mean, look, visiting Europe, Italy, I've been twice, France, and all, it's great stuff. But by and large, we're tired of hearing from the Europeans. They're not doing their fair share with things like Ukraine, protection against Putin and NATO, a million other things. And Americans have been fed up with them looking down their nose at us for quite a while. And you're starting to see, with Hegseth there, I don't think he did as well, nearly as well as Vance did, and Rubio. So here's what Vance said that started this firefight over the weekend.
Brief time in politics. Contrary to what you might hear a couple mountains over in Davos, the citizens of all of our nations don't generally think of themselves as educated animals or as interchangeable cogs of a global economy. And it's hardly surprising that they don't want to be shuffled about or relentlessly ignored by their leaders. And it is the business of democracy to adjudicate these big questions at the ballot box. I believe that dismissing people, dismissing their concerns, or worse yet, shutting down media, shutting down elections, or shutting people out of the political process protects nothing. In fact, it is the most surefire way to destroy democracy. And speaking up and expressing opinions isn't election interference. Even when people express views outside your own country, and even when those people are very influential. And trust me, I say this with all humor. If American democracy can survive 10 years of Greta Thunberg scolding, you guys can survive a few months of Elon Musk.
All right, they didn't get the joke there. Thunberg, Musk, what the hell is he talking about? Now, here's the response, and I'm kind of surprised. I don't think Margaret Brennan is a dope, but by the way, she's just not a commentator Sunday show. She's now part of the new package for CBS News. She has Rubio on, and she tells Rubio, essentially, that free speech is what gave us the Holocaust. Who knew in Germany?
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far-right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
I have to disagree with you. Free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
All right. And again, I don't think it's accurate. This right wing stuff we always get tagged with fascism or with Nazism, particularly the National Socialist Party. They had a lot of elements that are toward the left. I know that's strange for people to hear. That's where the socialism, big government, they were the ultimate of that. So Vance gets this, and then Vance fires back too, and me and other people do, on this notion that somehow or another, what they're doing in Germany, and 60 Minutes of all people, they're the ones that went out with German prosecutors. This will be cut 24 in a second. And they witnessed them raiding homes of people that may have insulted someone on the internet. Here's what it's like in Germany.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher.
What? Yeah.
If you insult someone in the internet.
My goodness.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there. If we are talking here face to face, you insult me, I insult you, okay, finish. But if you in the internet, if I insult you or a politician.
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
The prosecutors explain German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes. If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
In the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders.
All right. Can you imagine what a country that is? Whoa. So, Margaret Brennan, what do you think of that? By the way, YouTube alert, be ready at youtube.com/1210WPHT. This is Tom Hanks. Here's an insult. Now, I've never been, look, I give him his place, but Tom Hanks is not the greatest actor of our generation. And there's a lot of stuff I don't see there. He's versatile. Denzel Washington is, but he's versatile. I get that. But in recent years, it's become more apparent, I think, that Tom Hanks has a bit of disdain, or more than a bit of disdain, for middle flyover country. Here's Hanks, and this is Black Jeopardy on, and by the way.
Hey, hold on, before we go to this clip, I gotta do some stuff back here to pull that up. Let's hang off on that for a second.
All right. So, SNL had their 50th year anniversary. Okay, I don't know if it's the exact day or not. I remember 1975, and it's such a shame that it's evolved pretty much away from humor that was not so much always political, or at least political on one side. And that's what it's become. I get it now. We don't watch all the stuff, particularly with Trump. You know, Belushi doing Cheeseburger was just, that's my favorite of all time. I don't remember anything. I've interviewed Dan Aykroyd a couple of times. Great stuff with him, what it was like with the original cast, etc. Okay. So Hanks is on the 50th anniversary. I think they had pretty much of the people that wanted to show up, every one that was a major player of any sort. It was quite crowded on Saturday Night Live. And Hanks was a contestant on Black Jeopardy, or somehow or another was on Black Jeopardy with Tracy Morgan. And Hanks has a MAGA hat on and is refusing to shake the hand of the African-American host. All in character, all identified that he is a MAGA guy. He's a Trump guy. I was thinking about that, what I just played you about the Germans and about the idea of insults and what happens. I don't know what happens to you in Germany on national TV if you insult 50% of the population and say they're racist, although it's a parody. I think it was a little bit too, why would Tom Hanks do that? Because that's where Tom Hanks is. That's what he politically believes, I think, and he can cover it in the spirit of humor. So I'll play that in a moment, and you can watch it on YouTube. Okay. Here's Hanks with Tracy Morgan on Black Jeopardy.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, now, speaking of church, can I say something? If more folks went to church, we wouldn't be in this mess we're in now.
You know what? I agree with you, Doug. I'd like to shake your hand, sir. Here we go. It's just a handshake. Yeah, it's just a handshake. Yeah, all right. You're welcome at Black Jeopardy anytime.
Thank you, my brother. Maybe I'll start a show for you to come on, and we'll call it What Jeopardy.
We don't need it.
All right. So just a little bit of that, and it's kind of startling when the face of actor in the last umpteen years is Tom Hanks that's engaging in this. You know, can't you take a joke? All right, you can argue that, but it just underlines that Saturday Night Live, which was a great institution, has devolved into something that is, I wouldn't say unwatchable, but it doesn't have the same that we used to have. Okay, we got the deputy press secretary essentially stopping by at 12:30. As I said, this dispute with the AP is about more than just, they won't recognize what is the official position of the United States right now, that it's a Gulf of America. And then this segues into the style book stuff. Because the AP is what all these people, now maybe some of them use NBC, what you're going to call something. For example, they're going to put black when they mean an individual is African-American with a capital B and then a small b, but they won't do it if you're white. The transgender, the way that they influence that, illegal immigration, they say you can't be an illegal immigrant. You can only commit an illegal act, and on it goes. So I'll ask him about this, flush it out a little bit. Harrison Fields will be here at 12:30. The idea that somehow or another, this is bigger than that. But I want to find out so that you know what they're doing that's different in the Trump White House. You see it play out a bit. All right, today, though, today is the debut. And I was always wondering, you hear the name through history, Clara Bow. Why was this woman the It Girl, the original It Girl? Because the film was called It. It debuted on this day. I believe it was a silent film. So we're looking for a person who has it, who is it. Somebody with charisma, so much so that we say that person's got it. That's the It Girl or person. So I'll take a couple off. Dan, if you were here, was going to say, we talked about this, Jordan Mailata. Who sang the other day and was one of the more effective speakers, without a doubt. I would take off The Rock and Martin Luther King Jr., not just the, you know, King putting it on the lines of social justice, but as a speaker, I have not seen anyone ever better, as riveting, as commanding. Not even the Washington Monument speech. The speech the night before he died is just as classic. It's pretty hard to imagine you could top it. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, I guess mine's going to be a little different than yours.
Sure.
But actress Amy Adams.
Okay.
I feel like everything she's ever been in, from Catch Me Catch Me If You Can, to Hillbilly Elegy, to Talladega Nights, to Enchanted, to Arrival, to American Hustle, she steals the show. She is the reason you watch that movie. I get it in like Catch Me If You Can, it's Tom Hanks, and it's Leo DiCaprio, but her, you know, supporting actress bit, you know, in that movie, it set off a career, like, because you can see it immediately, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's I agree. Yeah. I've seen her do a couple of weird things even and make them plausible. Okay, so that's what we're looking for. You can't say something out of the Bible, and you can't say President Trump or Budge Wire. Come on, just the rules of the day. Get your name into the hat here at 855-839-1210. And this whole deal with Vance talking about freedom of speech to people in Europe, chastising Europe, brilliantly done. Hey, Seth, that was okay over the weekend. So much so that he provokes disgrace the nation into saying that somehow or another, free speech, I mean, what it tells, free speech caused the Holocaust. Free speech caused the Germans to kill Jews, World War II. Free speech did it. It was weaponized, according to Margaret Brennan. I think she just got caught up. And I'm kind of surprised because Rubio's not a guy that gets into any kind of heated thing. She got caught up somehow or another in going back and forth with Rubio over this and got crazy. But isn't this house, good number of people on the left think that, yeah, too much free speech, misinformation, disinformation. We need to cut down on that. All right, phone lines are 855-839. 1210.
Right. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey! Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time. The stuff with J.D. Vance over the weekend, as I said, wow. The Holocaust caused by free speech. And again, Margaret Brennan is not just doing a show where there's a little bit of opinion. She's the news package with CBS. There's a little bit more of the German prosecutor that was on, even worse, with 60 Minutes. They're proud of this stuff. They're talking about, again, the same kind of stuff that we just mentioned, where this is the, not a prosecutor, something called Hate Aid, the CEO, Josephine Bowen. This is Cut 28. Here's what she said.
The criticism that, you know, this feels like the surveillance that Germany conducted 80 years ago. How do you respond to that?
There is no surveillance.
Josephine Bowen is a CEO of Hate Aid, a Berlin-based human rights organization that supports victims of online violence.
In the United States, a lot of people look at this and say, this is restricting free speech. It's a threat to democracy.
Free speech needs boundaries. And in the case of Germany, these boundaries are part of our constitution. Without boundaries, a very small group of people can rely on endless freedom to say anything that they want while everyone else is scared and intimidated.
And your fear is that if people are freely attacked online, that they'll withdraw from the discussion.
This is not only a fear, it's already taking place. Already half of the internet users in Germany are afraid to express their political opinion, and they rarely participate in public debates online anymore. Half of the internet users.
Why is that? What the heck's going on with Germany again? What is it with these people? What's being said? It seems to be almost nothing, but they're intimidated. They can't participate. So we are going to limit free speech. Now, we know about the limits. It's not crowd theater, fire, and all that. You know, people that make death threats, I don't think we do enough. I would go all out on that. But aside from that, what are we talking about here? That's what Vance was bringing up when he was there in Munich and talking about this across Europe. So-called hate speech, all these types of things. And the rebuttal here to Vance, what is it about this guy? It sets people off on crazy, like the Pope last week, like Margaret Brennan this week. And again, he essentially said about Brennan, listen to yourself, just like he did Martha Raddatz. He's pretty clear in what he's saying. Now, the counter, you have people saying, well, what are the Trump people doing here with the Associated Press? I'm going to ask the deputy press person here at 12:30 today why they're going down this path with the Associated Press. Argument I would make is it is now the law that it is the Gulf of America versus the Gulf of Mexico. Now, what's the argument on the AP side? Why they won't recognize that? And they essentially have none. Now, as far as the challenge to the AP style book, that could be another matter. I'm going to ask about that. That appears to be a lot of what's going on here, though. People are tired. This is the fountain from all this stuff where it flows, the headlines, what you have to say, how you have to say it to be journalistically correct. And it is incredibly biased and incredibly one-sided. This is the motherlode of it. So there's that battle going on with the Trump White House here. Could they engage in other ways with that? Well, I ask that too. But there's no doubt this is a different White House as far as how they're putting the news out every day, including, I'm going to ask him, if you haven't got it in your email, the MAGA Minute. I think they put it out every day. And it's a encapsulation of what's going on. Now, it's from their perspective. So they see it as winning on all the things that Trump has done that particular day, but you get it in a minute. They really have changed the dynamic here of how they're presenting this stuff. All right, let me go to John in Westchester. And John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John.
Happy President's Day, Don.
Well, thank you, John, very much.
Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, we mean Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. This is not an overall event day. So
yeah, I'm not thinking Franklin Pierce or no Millard Fillmore is no, one of my least to say.
Warren Gamaliel Hardin.
Yes,
or Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, right.
But anyway, so Dom, you had the perfect opportunity in your niche versus niche war when you were discussing coming to the end of your commentary on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And the word you were looking for to end the end of that sentence was cachet, or should it be cachet?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is sad because I don't know how many years before this, and it's not just that it incrementally went down, it's the politics of it. I'd say they had a good 10 years, maybe even longer.
Yeah, oh yeah, more than that, 20 at least.
Yeah.
But yes, no, and in Germany, all these European countries, they are all moving so far left that what they say is misinformation and they call far right, we would call like centrist right in this country.
I think that's right. Yeah. To actually have prosecutors going on and what they presented with 60 Minutes was not something life threat, anything like that. It's just an insult.
Yeah. Yeah. They just weren't wearing Gestapo on their name. So, and in your Clara Bow It Girl.
Yes.
My answer to that would be Marlo Thomas, That Girl.
Ah, yes. Well, that was the long running. That was the cutaway, with her. Yeah. You're going to make it after all. Thank you very much. Or was that Mary Tyler Moore? All right, Marla Thomas is good as an it girl, at least in the show. Yeah, that's a good one. So it doesn't have to be a woman. It can be a guy. It can be living or dead, fictional. Somebody who has it. And when you see it, you go, yeah, that's it. Now, we get it that Trump has it, even with any downside. There's just no doubt about it. How many politicians today that we go, wow, you're going to see this guy or woman. They have it. Even if you differ with them, there's a quality. There's something that draws people, even if it draws a lot of negative at the same time. Who has it? I'll tell you someone who does not, so I don't forget to play this. This is Cut 21. Here is, over the weekend, she's speaking to a bunch of people at a Broadway play for some reason, the actors and everybody else, the Kamala Harris word salad. Cut 21.
For those rights to be maintained, which means we have to be vigilant, and it's just the nature of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, look what it's this beautiful play and everything that we know he ended up, he had to suppress so much. But he knew and he took those risks, but we have to be clear-eyed. And it doesn't mean we don't see the beauty in everything. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Poor actors.
These things all coexist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I believe we fight for something, not against something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's our optimism, right?
Pearls of wisdom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Mm. Yes. Nice salad. Pasta dressing.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, it did sound like they got like a physical salad put in front of them.
Yes.
Like,
word salad.
Like, this looks delicious. Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't enough that they could just sort of nod their head. They're like, oh, great. We got to be all in here at the end. Okay, we're going to talk with the deputy White House guy for communications. We'll get the exact title. And we're thrilled to start to bring you now. The White House is starting to send us people, et cetera. And we should have the Secretary of the Treasury on someday this week. I think he was traveling, but I'm going to ask him the inflation question. As I still think this is the burning question, how are you going to undo what Biden did in a reasonable amount of time? Not easy. And I think that's what they're looking at, too. And it's not just energy that's going to do it. All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. All right. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Momentarily, we'll talk with Harrison Fields, who is in the White House press team. I just saw on a couple of places that President Trump very happy with Caroline Leavitt saying she speaks Trump fluently. Yeah, and I think she does translate, and that's what you want in your press person. Somebody who is translating to the media the thought process where we are of the president of the United States. That's the way that it works. I mean, I don't know who was the best. I know that the worst would be somebody like the French woman. All right. So Harrison Fields momentarily here. We'll get with him at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. You got the side question. Hit us with somebody who has the it factor. Clara Bow. The movie debuts. That's where the It Girl came from. Somehow or another, the film was It. That's what we're looking for on the side question. Coming up a little bit later, Larry Krasner is going to announce his run for the third term tomorrow. And wait until you hear, I mean, it's out there today, why he's running. What are the two major goals that he has? Okay. Hopefully we'll have Judge Dugan back on tomorrow. I mean, essentially, as I see it, unless there's something out there that I just, to beat Krasner, you're going to have to beat him in the Democrat primary. That's where he'll be beaten. If he gets to the general election in Philadelphia, I don't even know who the Republican is this time around. They'll be underfunded. We'll be, now you got to beat him in the Democrat primary. And Judge Dugan's been on the show before. And look, we may differ on some things. I haven't heard too much yet that I differ with him on. But he has every ability to stop Larry Krasner. And that could happen in May. We're not too far away from it, just months. So you'll hear him tomorrow, I hope, Judge Dugan, in response to what Krasner runs on. All right, so President's Day, maybe a little snafu here with the White House, but we'll get Harrison on momentarily, and a lot to talk with him about vis-a-vis the issues of, I told you about the AP, how they've changed the office, what they're doing, where we're going with this. Let me go to Bill in Palmyra. And Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Dan, good show, good subject today. My answer for the side question is, I think the champion of all IT girls, Marilyn Monroe.
Right, why do you think she's the IT girl?
Well, you just watched the movie Some Like It Hot, and mm-hmm. that will explain everything to you. I mean, she had charisma and just an innocence about her that I don't think was you could find elsewhere.
All right, you got it. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe definitely had the IT factor, without a doubt. I mean, it's apparent. It's not just sexy. There's some element, other element attached to it that does come through. All right, that's what we're looking for. Now, it could be a guy. We're looking for the male, too. You can call it charisma. You can call it the IT factor. There's something back. Yeah, there is. There's something about them that is appealing. So how's it going there, Henry, with the White House guy?
Yeah, trying to get a hold of him. Just haven't heard back yet.
Okay. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. And here is Caroline Leavitt, just as a little precursor to what we're talking about here. Talking about communicating, this is cut 14, speaking Trump fluently. Is it a constitutional crisis? What's going on? You may differ with Trump on this, and that's fine to differ. But right away to go to constitutional crisis, here's what Leavitt said.
The real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. And they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting their obstructionist efforts. 77 million Americans voted to elect this president. And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
All right, here's what's happening here. These judges, they can be in Hawaii, they can be in Timbuktu, are thwarting the whole country. It was never set up. They are not a co-equal branch of government. That would be the Supreme Court is a co-equal branch of government. They have the power co-equal. Not some judge who is a Biden, Obama appointee, or just hates Trump, or is very progressive, and they just think they're going to hold up the whole country, not on any legal grounds, but just on the grounds of slowing stuff up till the term is over. That's essentially what we have going on here. All right, hit us on the side question, too, at 855-839-1210. This is cut 30. This, just this morning, another liberal presidential historian, today on President's Day, telling us, and the backstory is, of course, Trump is involved, that we should not celebrate President's Day.
All right, so the headline here is presidential historian says President's Day is ridiculous. We should scrap it. What do you mean?
It is a little bit silly. I mean, we have had some real duds, so I'm not sure we really want to be celebrating all presidents. And the tradition actually comes from celebrating birthdays, which is a celebration that we inherited from celebrating the king. And I'm just not sure that that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that we necessarily want to celebrate the people. I think that we want to have a certain respect for the office.
this. I totally get that. And some have done extraordinary things. But by celebrating all of them, I do think it causes us to think of the president as somehow other, when in reality, they are a citizen just like everyone else.
So you mentioned this earlier in the show, the idea that Trump posted something just over the weekend where he quoted Napoleon Bonaparte-esque, saying, "He who saves his country does not violate any law." It feels like exactly the example of what you're saying we should push against.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think if we think of a president as someone to celebrate just because they exist, which is what the king was, and that's why they celebrated the king's birthday, then you kind of, it does evolve into that argument that they can do no wrong.
All right. My God. Exhausting. Let's clarify. We're not celebrating all presidents. We wanted to celebrate Washington and Lincoln, but you got a crowded calendar here. So there we go. Okay. Can we go back to celebrating those two, or just those two? Washington, Lincoln, Lincoln, Washington Day. Let's do that. We're not saying every president is to be celebrated. We are celebrating the office more. People get that. Those are the two primaries. All right? There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with celebrating the presidency. You know, despite all the foibles and everything else that's there, we're not celebrating Biden today. Buchanan. People like that. It's not about that.
Does anyone even think of those people?
No.
To be honest with you. Like,
yeah.
You think of President's Day and your mind immediately drifts towards these people? No.
It's no, well, we had Washington and Lincoln, and then to kind of mainstream this, we changed up, and that's how we have President's Day. All right, 855-839-1210. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
I'd like to think we're celebrating the effective legacy of our republic's leadership with President's Day.
Right.
We don't have to single out the good ones from the bad ones, but we have a nice little legacy going on that's gone on for years. I don't know why anybody has to discriminate between, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Well, I'm okay with doing that. I could name the bottom 10 off the top of my head here. I don't know that Biden is the bottom. It still might be Buchanan when you read enough. My God, it's quite a race, but it's Biden or Buchanan.
I got to throw in Woodrow Wilson, too.
Well, you know what? Yes, maniac who was smart and took the nation back racially and also enlarged the federal government in his own way. That's right.
Right. My side question, I'm going to go back to the Ed Sullivan Show and the British invasion and all the girls crying and losing
yes.
faculties. And, oh, my God, I couldn't understand it, especially if I was a teenager that age. I brought my girlfriend to the Ed Sullivan Show. Why are you going crazy over these guys? But it's the Beatles.
It is. And the haircuts, that's the first time the hair was anything like that. You're right. And apparently you literally had people passing out, women passing out at the airport, et cetera. Yeah.
I made sure when I was... You know, when I was coming to that age, I got one of those bob haircuts, too.
There you go. All right, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, the Beatles is a very, very good choice. You could say kind of unexplainable. The music was not, I know, revisionist history. Maybe they said it was something different. Okay. You get him right now at 855-839-1210. Hit us with somebody that had the it factor. That's a good it. Males, too. Could be female. We hope to catch up with the White House. I'm not sure they're doing a press conference today. I told you the story that's out there, pretty much, that I agree with the AP. It's not just about they're taking something that is not factually correct, continuing to call it the Gulf of Mexico. They say when it's in the United States, how's this for in the weeds? When it's in the United States, like Mount McKinley, they are recognizing that now. When it's outside or partly outside the boundaries of the United States, they're not going to recognize this executive order of Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. But apparently the White House is saying they want to take the AP on because they are people who just go out of their way to not distinguish appropriately the headlines and all that we've talked about. All right, we'll talk with the deputy director there in a second. Hey, February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthfully, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Dr. Bent says that to me all the time. Did you know that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth? That can sometimes lead to conditions like endocarditis, arteriosclerosis. So it's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prostodontist, more importantly, my guy, my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz works with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, even more importantly, to maximize that overall oral health. Just like heart disease can strike at any age, so can dental challenges. So if you have concerns about your oral health, you want the very best. You've heard me talk about the care that I get. Call Dr. Bentz today. Call him now, 610-272-6949. Or visit them online at BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com, to set up your consultation. 610-272-6949. Okay, big issues, big gas. We're finally breaking free. They're set up now and starting to bring you some of the great people working at the White House. Harrison Fields is one of them. Harrison is the special assistant to the president and White House principal deputy press secretary. Harrison joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Harrison, happy President's Day. Thanks for joining us.
Happy President's Day. Thank you so much for having me.
Harrison, your background, did you work during the campaign? How did you come to be in the press office?
So I served in the first Trump administration as a presidential writer and then assistant press secretary under Kayleigh McEnany. And then I was a surrogate for the campaign as well. So very familiar with Trump world, both in the official capacity and on the campaign.
We just saw that one news report said the president says that Caroline Leavitt speaks Trump fluently. If you had to be a fluent speaker, since you've been there before and are there now, what's the key to that?
The key is, one, knowing who your boss is, and I think Caroline does that really well. Mm-hmm. She doesn't try to make up a narrative. She follows exactly what he says, and he does a really good job of leading us in the right direction. There is no question in our mind of what the president is thinking on any given day. He communicates very well behind closed doors with staff so that we know exactly what the message is, and we always make sure we accurately represent his mind, his thoughts, and, of course, what he wants relayed to the American people.
That's the job. Yeah, the more accurately they do that, the less problems we have. So, Harrison, the first thing that I've noticed, and we're very interested in, that you guys are very inclusive. We're almost going out of your way to feature, finally, podcasters and talk radio.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the White House Correspondents Association has really taken a stranglehold on how traditional media can cover the White House. And Caroline made it a priority, as well as Stephen Chung and Taylor Budowich, to kind of shake things up in the press briefing room. There's no reason why a small group of exclusive people should dictate how this room works. So we said, okay, you guys control the seats, but we can control the side seats. And what we want to do is bring in local radio. We want to bring in podcasters. We want to bring in conservative media, but we also want to bring in mainstream, even left-wing media, to have a rotating base of voices represented in that chair, because the White House Correspondents Association doesn't really allow for that. So we're taking matters into our own hands and giving the American people access to multiple mediums and multiple different messengers, and that's what we've been able to do.
Absolutely, and I take your point there, too. It's not just the ideology, but there is an inside calcification there of the same voices, the same few people that go forward with the questioning.
Yeah, definitely. And as someone who served in the press office before and seeing it again, when we get ready for prep, I'll take you behind the scenes a little bit. As much as we have to prepare, we always have to know the answers. It does get a little old because the media at the White House, they're so predictable. They're going to ask the same question 18 different ways, but it's the same overall question. So when we shake it up and bring in people that are asking about other world affairs or something related to immigration or something related to DOGE and not just the same old media narratives, that seem to be circulating every time you turn on the TV or read, you know, mainstream media and newspaper or whatnot. So it's kind of nice to have a different point of view in the room, because, like I said, the media is unfortunately extremely predictable, and we like to shake things up at the White House.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, in fact, that's what I see talk radio is about. It's not so much as conservative liberal. They don't see things that I see on a daily basis as important, as a story, as an angle. They just are in their own bubble, and that's fine. But I think great parts of the country agree with talk radio also.
Yeah, and I'm a product of talk radio. When I was a small kid, and even now, you know, we used to joke, "Grandpa, do we always have to listen to Rush Limbaugh?" And he turned around and looked at us and said, "Yes, you do have to listen to Rush Limbaugh." So I'm a product of local radio, local conservative radio. I'm a huge fan of Mark Levin. This is why I take time to do shows like yours. I think it's very, very important. And you guys are talking about things that, you know, the Fox News, the CNNs, the ABCs aren't talking about. You guys are able to go a layer deeper, and you guys are so connected to your audience in ways that I don't think mainstream media is. And this is why the White House, the Trump White House, is making a priority to speak with you all.
That is right on the point, Harrison. So, Harrison, as I understand it with the AP now, it's not just about they won't recognize something factual. I know their caveat, it's international, about the Gulf of America versus the Gulf of Mexico. But it's also this morning, they're the style book, or one of the two, and they have been routinely biased. And then the rest of the media world seems to say, well, you got to go with the AP. If the AP says that, that's how we have to headline stuff. That's what the narrative's going to be.
Yeah, the AP style guide all throughout college and in my professional career has been used as kind of like the holy grail of, well, what does the AP style guide say? I'll tell you, previously in the White House, we used the style guide for basic things. How do we capitalize an ambassador name and different things like that? So it's been used as a helpful resource. But over the last 3 to 4 years, it's actually gotten very, very woke. It talks about the non-binary stuff. It talks about how to properly gender people and different things like that. It's taking on a very woke ideology. And now they're refusing to reference what is federal law, in that the Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America. And the weird thing about this is that they are classifying Mount McKinley once again as Mount McKinley and not Mount Denali. So it's, they're dying on a very strange hill, because they're willing to accept that Denali is now McKinley, and they're refusing to do Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Meanwhile, if you look up your Apple or Google Maps, it's literally changed to the Gulf of America. It's a strange hill to die on, but I'll tell you this. I think the AP understands that they don't want this fight anymore, and I think they're going to end up coming around, and we'll see what plays next. But we're standing firm, because the American people deserve facts coming from such a massive wire service like the AP, and I think they're going to end up caving on this one.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what's imminent for you guys? What will be the next big thing, the next thing that you'll be covering for the American public?
Yeah, so we are all gas, no brakes. On any given day, we're breaking 12 different news cycles, but we're very, very focused on the economy. If the president has a commitment to the American people to lower prices, to make sure we can have a big, beautiful bill, whether it's one or two in reconciliation, to no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, go back to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, want to lower that corporate tax rate, we want to pull off regulations from our industry. So that's really big. But then you also have world affairs. We have leaders right now in Saudi Arabia doing, trying to bring back that Trump doctrine of foreign policy, in which peace is a priority. So we want to make sure that the Middle East is going back to a peacetime as it was in the first administration. We want to make sure that Ukraine and Russia stop fighting, as was the case when Trump was the president in 17. So we've got a lot of things going. Obviously, the border is also a priority. We want to make sure that we're continuing to deport the worst among them, and try to bring back a semblance of order and really just follow the law at the border. And then the other thing we're doing is cultural and societal. We want to make sure that men aren't playing in women's sports. We want to make sure that transgender DEI CRT isn't taking over our federal government, our schools, our institutions. So we've got so much going on. We're protecting our Second Amendment also. So we've got a lot in the hopper. We're starting week four today, and we're just getting started.
Well, without a doubt, Harrison, back to what you led with, though, I would tell you here, from our vantage point, we're big radio station, listeners, inflation. And they know how hard it is, what Biden has baked in. But the president's emphasis on that and what you led with there, duly noted, that's the big thing to see progress on. And, you know, people are willing to give time because they realize even changing energy is not going to do it. That's how bad Biden left Trump.
Yes, he left us a very, very big mess to clean up. But the good thing about it, we've got the best of the best in the building, making sure that we're tackling everything from turning back the regulations that were on the energy sphere. Last week, we allowed our first liquid natural gas exports to be exported once again. Biden prohibited that. That is going to make us another player when it comes to exporting this crucial resources to our allies in Europe and across the globe. We're also making sure that we have this natural energy dominance council so we can look and see how we can strip these regulations on the energy system. I've always said energy is the nucleus of our economy. When energy is being overregulated, that's going to trickle down and trickle up and down throughout every layer of our economy. So we need to make sure we get that back. And again, we're putting a lot of pressure on the House and Senate to get a bill that makes sense for the American people so that they can at least have some tax relief, so that regulations can go down, we can bring companies back into this country. So just give us some time, but we are making a very, very big priority in the White House.
Harrison, thank you. Please come back again whenever time permits. We love to get an update, and let's see if the AP comes to their senses. Thanks, Harrison.
Take care. Thank you for having me.
Harrison Fields here on Talk Radio 1210. Great stuff. Inside what they're thinking, give me your reaction. Notice he led off with inflation there, too, when talking about what's imminent, what's coming up. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us also, side question today, somebody that has the it factor. Clara Bow, This Day in History, the film It, the original It Girl. Beatles was a very good one. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.